So, I'm not sure if you heard about it, but there is a new way of coding, of writing code, or should I say, of not really writing code, vibe coding, which is a term that was first coined by Andrei Karpathy over a month ago already, but it is also a term that's picking up more steam now, you could say. It is an approach towards coding, building programs, applications, websites, mobile apps, whatever it is, that seems to be becoming more popular, which is why I want to share my thoughts on it and why I can tell you as much already, why I probably won't be vibe coding anytime soon. Oh, and by the way, you can also read my whole thoughts here as an article, not as a transcript of this video or episode, but as a real article I wrote. It's published on my website. You find a link below too, just as a side note. But first things first, what exactly is vibe coding, in case you have not heard about it yet, which is not unlikely because it's very much likely that it's just in my X bubble that everyone seems to be talking about this way of coding. Well, vibe coding, as described by Andrei, is a way of coding where you fully give in to the vibes, embrace exponentials, and forget that the code even exists. It's possible because LLMs, for example, with help of Cursor, Composer, and Sonnet, are getting too good. And the idea behind vibe coding is that you use tools like Cursor with LLMs like Sonnet or, of course, OpenAI's o1, o3, whatever it is, and you just talk to Composer with help of tools like Super Whisper so that you can really talk to it and have your audio be transcribed to text automatically, though you could also just write text. The talking part is not important. But the idea is that you don't really care about the code that's generated and that you might do that without even touching the keyboard by really just talking to it. And you can ask for the dumbest things like decrease the padding on the sidebar by half because you're too lazy to find it, to be more precise, I guess. And you simply accept all the code changes that are thrown at you. So you don't use these AI tools as assistants. You don't validate the code that's produced. You don't analyze it. You don't use LLMs as help to generate parts of your overall code base. Instead, the idea really is that you just let the LLM, the AI, do it all, and you don't even care about what's being generated, right? You fully give in to the vibes, to put it like that. And you don't even read the diffs anymore. You don't understand what's being generated. If you do get error messages, you just copy and paste them in with no comment. Just let the AI do its thing, and that usually fixes it. By the way, not really my experience. You can watch me fail for 2 hours trying to vibe code. A link is below this video and episode, but I'll get back to that later. The code grows beyond my usual comprehension. I'd have to really read through it for a while, so it's getting more complex and you don't really know what's happening. And sometimes the LLM can't fix a bug, so you just work around it, or ask for random changes. So put in other words, you either ignore it and say, "Oh, I don't need that feature. Let's maybe instead build it like this, not really what I wanted, but at least that works," something like that. Or you just try out random stuff until something seems to work the way you want it to work. At least that's how I understand this. Until the error goes away. It's not too bad for throwaway weekend projects, but still quite amusing. So Andre actually says that he doesn't vibe code for any real projects, but just for these dumb side projects, which we all have. By the way, for me at least, part of having fun with side projects is that I get to dive into the code, that I get to try out new libraries, frameworks, programming languages, patterns, so that I get to hone my skills and improve. But of course, doesn't have to be that way for everyone. I'm building a project or web app, but it's not really coding. I just see stuff, say stuff, run stuff, and copy and paste stuff, and it mostly works. That is vibe coding. And again, this is not super new. Andre posted this at the beginning of February 2025, but it's picking up more steam. Also, because we have Peter Levels, of course, who else? And he built a flight simulator, a web-based flight simulator, the vibe coding way, as it seems. So he describes this across various posts, and he essentially says that he used Cursor and just kept on asking for new features, bugs to be fixed, and so on. And he built a flight simulator with JavaScript and 3.js, which runs in the browser. Now, I will say that this flight simulator does not just look the way it looks, but of course, that could also be a deliberate artistic decision, I guess. But it, for example, also included at least one cross-site scripting attack vulnerability when it shipped, or maybe it was introduced with one of the additional features being added, but it included such a vulnerability at one point. Nonetheless, of course, it's pretty amazing that you can build an entire game, no matter how complex or good-looking it may be or may not be, that you can build an entire game, host it, have people play it, and because it's Peter Levels with all his reputation and status, also have people pay for it, pay a lot for advertising, owning planets, and all that stuff. Now, you can debate whether that is something most of us could achieve. I'd argue it comes down to Peter Levels being Peter Levels and the almost cult-like followership he has and the reach he has, but that's not the topic of this video. Vibe coding definitely is a thing. You can vibe code your way to games like this. There also have been other games that have been shared on X, other browser-based games that look similar, to be honest, but that also were created the vibe-coded way, and so on. Now, here's the thing. For one, of course, I don't really know. I can't tell whether all these projects have really been fully vibe-coded. It is, of course, possible that they have been created by people who know how to code. For Peter Levels, that's definitely the case. And they may be vibe-coded most parts of the game, but not all of it. And of course, the problem with vibe-coding, at least for people who don't know how to code, is that it's a one or zero thing. You can either use it for everything or not at all, because getting there 90% of the way, if the other 10% are crucial and the game won't even run without you fixing those remaining 10%, doesn't get you anything. Now, of course, you could also argue that LLMs will get better, and therefore that's not really my main thing here. You can maybe vibe code your way to complete applications, games, websites, and so on. Though again, it definitely has not been my experience. I live streamed my attempt of vibe coding a very simple mobile app with React Native, and I failed. It looked horrible, it had bugs. You can watch the entire live stream or the shortened version, both is linked below this video and episode, and I was not able to get it to work. Trying the vibe coding approach, I did not really write any code, I just kept asking and did not get what I wanted. Now, to be fair, I could have, of course, asked more. I could have kept going. I quit after 2 hours. I could have tried to fix all the things, and maybe I would have gotten the app I wanted after a few more hours. But here's my main problem with vibe coding. I don't want to spend a few hours, or maybe also many hours, asking and asking and asking and fixing bugs by asking and describing what's wrong. I'm far more productive if I just write the code, because I know how to code. I have a plan. I know which code I want to write. Why would I ask an LLM to generate what I know how to write? Sure, in a perfect world with perfect code, it might be quicker for the LLM to generate it instead of me writing it, but here's the thing. When I say write it, I of course don't mean type every single character. Instead, before AI already, and now even more with AI assistants like Cursor, GitHub Copilot, and all the other tools we have, in that world, I don't write all the characters, right? We never did that. As developers, we just type a few characters, use auto-completion. Now with AI, we can auto-complete entire blocks, get smart suggestions. I am using AI as an assistant. It's amazing for that. It definitely speeds me up. But still, I'm in charge. I know what I want to write. I know where I want to go. I know the general code I want to have. And therefore, I feel like I'm getting the best of both worlds. I lead the AI, so to say. I start writing the code and I let the AI help me. I let the AI complete parts of that code. I will also say that those assistants can also fail you. Frequently, I have suggestions which I don't want to accept because it's not the code I wanted. But there are enough occasions where it is the code I need, and therefore I'm definitely quicker. And that's how I can be productive. Now, of course, if I did not know how to write code, if I tried building an application in a programming language or library I didn't know, then I would take far longer. And then vibe coding might be quicker, though I would still probably go crazy if I had to keep on iterating and asking and asking and describing problems. But yeah, I might be quicker the vibe coding way. However, of course, the alternative to that is that I simply learn the new language, the new library, whatever it is. Now, that will, of course, take time, but once I have that knowledge, it's an asset no one can take away from me. And the next time I'm going to build something with that language, with that library, I'm going to be faster. And the next time thereafter, I'll be even faster. And I'll reach that point where I'll be very likely be faster again than if I were just vibe coding. So it's an investment which I make today for future projects. Therefore, of course, vibe coding can definitely be very valuable for people that don't know how to write code, that don't want to learn how to write code, that just want to build one project and they don't want to make that investment of learning the underlying language or library they have to use. It can be very valid for that. At least if there weren't a couple of other problems I have with vibe coding, but not everyone might have them, of course. Because the other big problem, besides the productivity thing I just described, I have with the vibe coding approach, is that I definitely would not feel confident shipping code, which I did not check, which I maybe don't even understand, even if I were to look at it. Not a good feeling for me, because shipping bug-ridden code is one thing. My users might complain, especially my paying users, and that could give me a lot of problems if I'm not Peter Levels. That could give me a lot of problems. But most importantly, I would be worried about security issues like cross-site scripting attack vectors and holes. Of course, as a human, I also can't rule out introducing security issues or bugs. We all make mistakes, but as a human with experience, I of course know certain areas, places in my code, certain features I'm building where I should be careful. I know, for example, that if I'm outputting HTML that's generated directly or indirectly by a user of my website, that there is a potential cross-site scripting attack opportunity there. I know things like that. I know that there are certain patterns that should be followed when implementing authentication. I know that there shouldn't be any secrets in my client-side code. So things like my API key for the OpenAI API, that shouldn't be in the client-side code. I know such things. The AI might also know such things, but it might not always keep it in mind. Because, of course, the more complex your code base gets, and if you're just asking for specific features, it is definitely possible that the AI will give you code that does contain certain problems that it might know how to fix, so where the AI could fix them, but that it does not keep in mind or anticipate at the point of time it gives you that code. It can definitely happen. And here we're not even talking about hallucinations or the AI being trained on bad practices and stuff like that, which is also a potential problem. So I want to have control. I want to be accountable for my code. I want to know what I ship. I don't feel confident shipping code I don't understand or which I did not check. Other people might feel differently. You can definitely have a mentality where you just ship and you fix errors as they occur, but you then really have to hope that you'll never ship a serious error that could get you into legal or financial problems. Maybe unlikely, maybe something you don't care about. I do care about it, and that's why that's not really an option for me. And then there is one last problem I have with vibe coding, or I can see with vibe coding, because I don't have it personally. The whole idea behind vibe coding is that you go with the flow, that you just keep on asking, you don't really have a plan, you don't really care if something doesn't work, you work around it or try random stuff, right? That's the whole idea behind vibe coding. Now, this will very likely not work that well in an environment where plans matter and where you are maybe not working on a project alone. If you are working with colleagues and everyone goes with the flow and just tries out random stuff, that might be a recipe for disaster. If you are working in a company, you typically have project plans, you typically have milestones, you typically have features being assigned to you, and just trying out random stuff and not really caring about a plan, that might not be a great idea in such an environment. So vibe coding might not work that well there. And that's why it's not for me. It might be for you. It might become more of a thing as AIs get better and more reliable, if that is the future we'll see. That could all happen. Some points still hold true, though, like the whole productivity thing, maybe. But we'll see what the future will bring, of course. But right now, and probably very likely also in the foreseeable future, vibe coding might be nice for some projects you don't really care about, but it also has its problems, I'd say. But what do you say? What do you think about that whole vibe coding way? Have you tried it? Did you maybe get better results than I did in that one demo where I tried to build that mobile app? What are your thoughts on it? Let me know in the comments.